and to all of us for the, this important celebration, which is at the center of our faith and our liturgical year. We came from Jerusalem. It was difficult to arrive from Jerusalem because the Greek Orthodox Church is celebrating, as you know, Saptel Nur, and we saw another kind of Easter celebration, and so it's very nice to see in this day. So after all, we Christians are able to mark a little bit the life of the communities. And all this week we are listening the gospel of the resurrection, the different gospels of the resurrections. Today we are here to celebrate the feast of Mary Magdalene, in the place of Mary Magdalene, according to the tradition. And we listen the mention of Mary Magdalene according to the Gospel of Mark, as we just heard. Which is the one who talk less about Mary Magdalene. The Gospel who's talking more is the Gospel of St. John. Anyway, but in all the Gospels, there is something common, all the Gospel of the Resurrections. At the first, as we heard, that Mary Magdalene was the first to see the risen Lord. So the resurrection is a turning point in the life of the world. And the first witness is not St. Peter, St. John, or even the Virgin Mary, is Mary Magdalene. And says that Mary Magdalene is mentioned also in the Gospel of today. She was possessed by not one, not two, but seven demons. Seven is a biblical number to say fullness, was really a sinner, deep sinner. But also was the one who has been forgiven by the Lord. So Mary Magdalene is the ring that connects the risen Lord with the humanity. Because the Virgin Mary cannot be this ring, because the Virgin Mary is without sin. She has another role. But to connect the risen Lord, this turning point in the life of the world with the humanity, you need someone which is at our level. So Mary Magdalene, the sinner who has been forgiven, is at our level, of human level. So she is the one who introduced us into the life of the resurrection. There is also, according to the other Gospels, connection also with the book of Genesis. So, the Gospel of St. John talk about garden. There is a garden at the of the Eden, there is a garden of the resurrection, and there is this connection. And Mary Magdalene is the one, as Eve introduced us to the sin, Mary Magdalene introduces us to the redemption. The second point is that typical in all the Gospel of the Resurrection is that Jesus says the angels, Jesus, they say, "Don't remain here, go in Galilee, or go, as we heard today, go and preach the Gospel to all the world." Galilee at the time of Jesus, like now, was a mixed of people, Jews, non-Jews, was everything. So when he says go to the Galilee, means don't remain here to contemplate, go outside and be my witnesses of what we see to all the world and to all the people, not just one people, to all the people, to all the congregations. So, and then the last point is that Mary Magdalene, after the resurrection, after the announcement of the resurrection, all ran from the Holy Sepulchre to the Cenacle to somewhere else. Mary Magdalene remains in the garden looking for the body of Jesus. She remained there. To remain is important. It's an important verb, to remain. Says also that Jesus has to be, we have to look for him, we have to search him. You don't find Jesus if you are not looking for him. He gave us all the signs, he gave us all the instruments, but at the end we need to have the open heart to look for him and to welcome him. Today, so with Mary Magdalene, we celebrate the woman that introduced us to the meeting with the risen Lord. A real sinner, but also a real saved and redeemed person. So we are all sinners. I used to call everyone sinner. Because it's the only one of the few things we have in common. But to announce sin is not just to say how bad we are. To announce sin is to say that we are sinners but redeemed. Today the world doesn't use the word sin.
اليوم العالم ما بيستخدم الكلمة خطيئة.
They use the word guilty.
بيستخدم الكلمة مذنوب.
Which is right maybe because sin is something that you do against God, or because or you can go also a day against a human being, but is considers the presence of God anyway. Sin is a vertical word. Guilty is a horizontal word. So when we say that we are sinner, we say that anyway we know that there is a God who is merciful God. And like Mary Magdalene, we are those who experience the meeting with the risen Lord. With the baptism, with the Eucharist, in the sacraments,
in the life
of the church. And we are asked today, as Mary Magdalene, to remain in search, continue search of Jesus. And to be able to see the risen Lord not just in our tombs, but where he is now, spread all over the world. Usually here in Holy Land, we are very pessimistic. We are very good in saying where are the signs of death. But today we are called to be those who are able to tell also where are the signs of life. And we are called to be the one who are able to see and to announce. Because the risen Lord is present also today among us. And together with the risen Lord, also the life and the joy and the hope and the true love in Christ. So may the intercession of Mary Magdalene to help all of us to be those who are able to open the eyes like her and to see the risen Lord among us.
لنرى المسيح القائم مثلها المسيح القائم الموجود
كل عام وانتم بخير المسيح كان